So we have been in a sermon series that I'm calling Sustainable Faith. And because there's a part of me that's always a teacher, I want to review what our sustainable faith practices have been, what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. The first one was to enter in, to try it. I was looking back through my slides, and I probably should have brought it back up. Remember the picture of me standing and a bunch of us standing under a waterfall. Don't be afraid. Try it. Enter in. Observing is not the same as participating in God's kingdom. The second sustainable faith practice is to regularly reevaluate. Pastor Eric preached that Sunday and talked about when we come before the Lord, we need to ask, what is it that you are doing in me, Lord? And evaluate everything according to the standard of love, right? Because without love, we are nothing. So we need to regularly come back to the Lord and reevaluate where we are in our faith. The third one was push past comfortable. That was my missionary friends who are, instead of quietly retiring slowly at their cush university job, have decided to spend the last few years of their working lives in Kenya, serving with high school and junior high students. Push past comfortable. When we push past what's comfortable, we have to rely on God. And then last week, Pastor Eric and I talked about a worship service. And that the way that we can receive the most from the Lord is when we come humble. When we say, we're ready to receive whatever you have for us, Jesus. Come humble. Today's sustainable faith practice is this. Last week we talked about worship on Sunday. Today, I want to talk about worshiping every day. One of the best sustainable faith practices is not just to worship on Sunday, but to worship every day. I want to start with a story that I read in a devotion just last week. It was fascinating to me. It was an old, old story. I want to say set in like the 1600s, maybe it was later the 18, I don't know. Anyway, a long time ago, and it was a man telling the story of when he was really addicted to alcohol. He had tried everything, and he was in a house somewhere, and a monk was coming door to door and looking for handouts, and the man didn't really have a lot to say to him and eventually confessed that he wasn't sure he much believed in a God and was really hopeless because he was so caught in the web of alcoholism. And the monk gave him a suggestion. He said, you know, what worked for my brother is anytime he felt the desire to drink alcohol, he started reading a chapter in the Gospels. And if that didn't take it away, he would read the next chapter and the next chapter until he didn't want to drink at that time anymore. And each time that happened, that was what he did. And this man was looking at him and said, you know, I mean, I've been to doctors, I've done other things. Why would that help me? And the monk said, well, you have nothing to lose, right? Why not try it? So the man tried it, and he said it was the one thing that ended up freeing him from the power of alcohol. And the monk's words were, the gospel words have power. But the other piece of that to me was the gospel words every day, every time you need them, right? When you start letting them sink in on a regular basis, there is something different that happens. I've been thinking about this week over and over again. How do I talk about spending time with God, worshiping every day in a way that is not preachy or guilt-inducing? Because that's not the point. Much like attending church once a week can come across as a rule, and for some of us it may have started that way, when I think about worshiping every day, it is not about a rule. And so I thought, well, what is it about? And for me, it's about three things. It's about a need, a desire, and a joy. Let's start with the need. First, I have a need to worship every day. Laura read to you from Philippians 4, and verse 6 says, "Don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all your requests to God in your prayers." Now, do all of you just get worried or anxious about something once a week on Sunday? Anybody here? I mean, if that were true, I mean, I wish that I only got anxious or worried about something once a week, Saturday night, right? But the fact of the matter is, our worries and our concerns happen on a daily basis, right? And Paul tells us here that if we have worries or anxieties, we're supposed to bring up those requests to God. So if we are surrounded every day with multiple needs and concerns about others, ourselves, and our world, don't we have a need to worship every day? I have a need to remember every day who God is and who I am. I need to remember every day God is powerful and loving and giving and able to do more than I think or imagine. I am his child, made in his image, weak and broken. I need to take my anxieties, my concerns, the people around me to God. Just this morning on my way in, I think I mentioned last week how often God has used music for me in this last year of my life. And I also mentioned last week a song that many years ago was very significant to me, that God spoke to me, was "I Need You, Oh, I Need You, Every Hour I Need You." Guess what song came on the radio this morning as I was riding in? "I Need You, Every Hour I Need You." It is not enough for me to worship once a week. I need God every day and every hour. I need to worship every day to return to those truths about who I am and who God is in every case where I have a need, with every anxiety, with every concern for any other person, every day. So first, I have a need to worship every day. Second, I have a desire to worship every day. And here's why. I really want to be more like Jesus. I really do. And I've found that in order to grow more like him, walking in his peace, like it said in verse 7 and 9 that we read in Philippians 4, the peace of God that passes all understanding, and the peace of the Lord will be with you. I want to have a sense of purpose like Jesus did. He regularly said he was here on earth to do what God had sent him to do. And so he was unswayed by the voices of the crowd. When it was time to leave one place and go to another, he knew. He knew when it was time to stop and heal someone. He knew when it was time to head to Jerusalem, even when it was time for him to die. He had this clear sense of purpose and the strength to follow. As we talked about last Sunday, if we wait all week to get reoriented, we're going to stray further off of our course, further off of our purpose. But if we worship every day, I believe we learn more of what it is to say, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." So let me give you a visual of this. I have a couple of jars of water here, and let's say that this picture represents what Jesus looks like, right? And this is what I look like. Not a lot like Jesus to begin, right? So let's say that on a Sunday morning, I come and I spend time with Jesus. I sit with Jesus in this place set aside for him, right? And something beautiful usually happens here, at least for me, on a Sunday morning. Jesus comes in, and he starts to change me, right? I worship, and I start to maybe look a little more like Jesus, right? So this is the person who comes on Sunday and worships once a week. But what happens if not only do I worship on Sunday, but I worship on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Who looks more like Jesus? Who's got more power, more strength, more peace? Every day. It says in verses 8 and 9 of Philippians 4, if anything is excellent and admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. What kind of difference would it make in your mind and your heart if you focused on Jesus every day versus once a week? Right? What if every day we focused our minds on what is admirable, true, holy, just, pure, lovely, and worthy of praise? In fact, Jesus is all of those things, and when we worship him every day, it starts to retrain our mind, our brain, our hearts to see good and God in this world in new ways. If every day I focus on Jesus and all the good that he is, how might more that change who I am? I desire to worship every day because I want to be more like Jesus. I want to have more power over the dark things in my life and live instead in strength and peace. So I want to worship every day because I have a need to worship. I have a desire to be more like Jesus. And the third reason is I enjoy worshiping every day because Jesus is all that is excellent, admirable, true, holy, just, pure, lovely, and worthy of praise. Many years ago, I did some study on the word joy in Scripture. I wondered where to find joy. I remembered in high school and even in college, I was a pretty joyful person. I really loved handing that joy out to others. I remember I wore a lot of things that had smiley faces on them. That was a thing to me. It was also kind of popular back then, easy to find. I had shoes that had smiley faces all over them. One of my friends at one point wrote me a letter and did smiley faces all over the envelope to give back to me what I had given to them. And I realized some point in my 30s that I wasn't feeling much of that joy anymore. And I thought, well, what's that about? And so I went to Jesus and said, where do I find that joy again? And it was fascinating what Scripture says. In Psalm 16:11, it says, you will fill me, God, with joy in your presence. And then Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We find joy in God's presence. I want to have joy more than once a week. I want to have it every day. So I want to enter into his presence and worship him every day. This passage in Philippians, right at the beginning, tells us to be glad in the Lord always. And then Paul even says it again. Again, I say, be glad. Eugene Peterson's paraphrase in The Message says, celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him. Why would Paul tell us this? I think it's because he knows that God is the source of our joy, and joy is the source of our strength. So if we are with God every day, that is where we find our joy. I worship every day because in his presence I find joy, and that joy is my strength for each day. When I worship every day, I realize what it says in that passage of Philippians, the Lord is near. Where is God? A while ago, I preached a sermon, God is everywhere, and he is right here. But how often does my focus get changed to the world, myself, problems, other people, drama, and I lose my joy, my strength, I lose my purpose? Each of those things dilutes the presence, right? In a week, I get surrounded by the world, and it seems like I lose my connection more with God. But if every day I'm with Jesus, even as the world and the problems and the drama dilute who I am, I still have a whole lot more of Jesus' power and strength in me when I worship every day. Yesterday, I had an aha moment about why I am not a very good gardener. Julie and Guy and I were talking about gardening just before service. I'm always trying to figure out what the minimum requirement is. I want to water the least amount of times. I want to weed as little as possible. I would prefer not working the soil. I don't want to spend money on fertilizer and figure out when it is that I'm supposed to put it in. I don't want to do research to see what plants need throughout the year. I just want to give as little as possible and hope it will produce some beautiful plants. Guess what? It really doesn't work that well. I've been blessed this year because it rained so much in May and June that I had to do so little, and I have such green and beautiful things in my yard. Instead of my plants getting the minimum requirements like other years to keep them alive, they have received abundant water, and they have not only stayed alive, they have thrived. I enjoy worshiping every day because rejoicing in the presence of Jesus brings me life. I go beyond surviving to thriving. I mean, you can do the minimum requirements, but don't you want to experience the abundant life with Jesus? I want to close with a very practical challenge for you. I'm going to give you a list of ways that you can worship every day. Now, maybe you've been worshiping every day in some way for years now. If so, my challenge is to try something off the list that you haven't tried before. Ask Jesus what might be good for you in this season of your life. Maybe you've never worshiped every day. Then ask Jesus to show you just one way you could worship every day and make a commitment to do it. You all have been given a sticky note, I think, and Ryan, poke Ryan. Does anyone not have a sticky note? Anyone not have a sticky note? Do you all have a sticky note? Oh, Ryan, I have some people in the back that need a sticky note. Oh, Laura needs one in the front. It's important to people give people jobs so that they can stay awake in church, right? And Ryan does work midnight shift in his defense. Okay, so you all have a sticky note or are getting one. I love sticky notes. Ken and Eric can tell you about this. I use them all the time. So I'm sharing the love and the joy today. You all have a sticky note. I want you, as I read through this list, if there is one that sticks out to you, Or after I get done, as we pray, that you would ask the Lord to show you one thing that you can do every day to worship. And I want you to write that down on a sticky note. And then there's this cool sticky stuff on the back. So when you get home, I want you to stick it somewhere that it will remind you to do it every day. All right? So here is my list of ideas. And maybe God will show you a different one, but this might get you started thinking. Listen to a hymn or a worship song every day. I already do that, huh? Me too. Sing a hymn or a worship song every day. And I know Laura does that, but many of us don't because we think, oh, well, I'm not really that good of a singer. Well, here's what's cool. When you're not in church, no one else can hear you. So you can make a joyful noise to the Lord, right? See how it changes when you actually sing and say the words. Read one verse of the Bible. I've said it before, YouVersion app on your phone has a verse of the day. Start with that. Or if you've already been doing that for a long time, maybe challenge yourself to do something more than you usually do. Read a chapter a day. Or meditate on one verse or chapter every day this week, the same one, and see how God puts that into your heart and soul in a different way. I challenged our Sunday school class last week to do Psalm 8. Read Psalm 8 every day this week and see how it changed them. Or memorize one verse this week by repeating it and meditating on it every day. Maybe you haven't memorized a Bible verse for a long time because nobody in your Sunday school class has given you a prize like they did in childhood. How about try it again? Memorize a verse. Talk to God every day. We call that prayer. I'm just making it simpler. Just talk to God every day. Or listen to God. Maybe you're really good at talking, but you haven't been so good at listening. Maybe make a commitment just to listen to God every day. Or write a letter to God every day. I like to call it journaling. It doesn't have to be in a journal. Often I have scraps of paper when I am not near my journal, and I just write out my prayers to God. Or send one note of encouragement to someone else every day. That's a way to worship too. Or serve one person every day. Intentionally think, Lord, show me someone I can serve today. Or as my kids and I a few years ago in the summer, we made a goal to bless someone every day. We made a lot of cookies and delivered a lot of flowers, called people, bless one person every day. Talk about God to another person. Maybe you've got a lot of Jesus in you, and you haven't talked about him to anyone else in a long time. Replace one habit with a better one. Mine this week is going to be some social media time. I'm going to be at camp, and I'm going to cut out a bunch of social media time to replace it with some other things. Choose silence once every day. Now, there's a whole lot of ways that you can do this. I'm thinking for those of us who always have a response verbally to people, how about just choose silence once every day? Make a conscious decision that I am not going to say what I want to say right now. I'm just going to choose silence. Confess every day. Every day, spend time saying, this is what I did or left undone. I give it to you, Lord. Count your blessings every day.